It's August 21st, the day in 1961, when the song was released that would go on to become Motown's first number one, Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes.
Oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
It's the anniversary of the premiere of one of the biggest box office hits of the late 80s, Dirty Dancing.
She thought it would be just another summer vacation.
Who's that?
Oh, them. They're the dance people.
But it turns out to be the time of her life.
What's it now?
Stack of celebrity birthdays to celebrate. First singer, songwriter and actor Kenny Rogers turns 81.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
Australian director Peter Weir is 75. He directed Picnic at Hanging Rock and Gallipoli before becoming known for international hit movies like Witness, Dead Poets Society and The Truman Show.
I think if I was an architect, I'd be one of those architects that wouldn't produce much because I'd have to go to the property and camp on it and I'd have my plans and things.
60s hitmaker Jackie DeShannon is also 75. She co-wrote hits like Needles and Pins and When You Walk in the Room. Her biggest hit came in 1969.
Put a little love in your heart.
Kim Catterall is 63. She was a star of the sitcom Sex and the City. And remember when she played a mannequin in an 80s movie?
You're the only one who can see me like this.
To the rest of the world, he's a disaster. And she's a dummy.
A few sporting birthdays. Champion jockey Glenn Boss is 50. He rode Maccabi Diva to victory in those three memorable Melbourne Cups.
You couldn't look at any other horse. She just paraded around. What, she owned the joint.
Former Test batsman Simon Kadich is 44.
Kadich on 99 and he'll get his 100.
And the fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt, is 33 today.
Bolt pulling away across the line, Jamaica, US world record.
Finally, Joe Strummer from The Clash was also born on this day. He died aged 50 in 2002. Remembering Joe Strummer on August 21st.